Chapter 61. Behind them cry, "Take out that arm!" For a moment they did not heed, and the voice repeated, more loudly and hoarsely, "Take out that arm!" It was Milberry's. He had returned sooner than they expected, and now came up to them. Grace's hand had been withdrawn like lightning on her hearing the second command. "Don't blame you, I don't blame you," he said, in the weary cadence of one broken down with scourgings. "But you two must walk together no more. I have been surprised, I have been cruelly deceived, Giles. Don't say anything to me, but go away." He was evidently not aware that Winterbourne had known the truth before he brought it, and Giles would not stay to discuss it with him then. When the young man had gone, Milberry took his daughter indoors to the room he used as his office. There he sat down, and bent over the slope of the bureau, her bewildered gaze fixed upon him. When Milberry had recovered a little, he said, "You are now, as ever, Fitzpierre's wife. I was deluded. He has not done you enough harm. You are still subject to his beck and call." "Then let it be, and never mind, father," she said, with dignified sorrow. "Can bear it. It is your trouble that grieves me most." She stooped over him, and put her arm round his neck, which distressed Milberry still more. "Don't mind at all what comes to me," Grace continued, "whose wife I am, or whose I am not. I do love Giles, I cannot help that, and I have gone further with him than I should have done if I had known exactly how things were. But I do not reproach you." "Then Giles did not tell you?" said Milberry. "No," said she. "He could not have known it. His behavior to me proved that he did not know." Her father said nothing more, and Grace went away to the solitude of her chamber. Her heavy disquietude had many shapes, and for a time she put aside the dominant fact to think of her too free conduct towards Giles. His lovemaking had been brief as it was sweet, but would he on reflection condemn her for forwardness? How could she have been so simple as to suppose she was in a position to behave as he had done? Thus she mentally blamed her ignorance, and yet in the center of her heart she blessed it a little for what it had momentarily brought her. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.